Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Yevamis, Perik Beis, Mishnah Gimel, Nasan Get, wie Asan Maimer. So again, Reuven dies without children. Shimon gives his wife Rachel a get, and then it looks like he had a change of heart because v'asa maimer, and he did a maimer. A maimer is the kedushin before yivam. So he kind of contradicted himself. But tzricha get, he's going to have a second get to now undo the maimer which he made after the get. The Baturin explains that the get has a partial effect on disconnecting the connection. So even though he gave her a get, they're still partially connected. We're talking about a yevama, not a regular situation. And when he does the maimer is actually a mekadesh, the part that the get didn't cut off. That's why we need another get for the maimer. Besides for the chalitza. Besides the chalitza is necessary to remove the zika. Vayter zokta helga mishnah. Nasan get, he gave her a get, ubal. Then he took her in, then he married her, which he was not allowed to do. Once he gave it the get, there's the lav of layivna. But he did it. So now tzricha get the chalitza. What does he need the get for? There's no maimer here. He's going to need the get on the fact that he married her. The chalitza, he also needs chalitza. Now, under normal circumstances, if a yavim is miyavim a yavam, and afterwards he gives her a get, they don't need chalitza. Once he's miyavim her, like we explained before, Masechtas Yevamos is over. Starts regular Masechtas Kedushin. She's a regular wife. That zika between a Yavam and a Yevam is over once he's Miyavimer. The problem here is, this isn't called being Miyavimer. He had no right to do it. He had given her a get beforehand. So this Yivam does not close the Masechtas Yevamos. The zika is still there. It's not a legal Yivam that turns her into a regular wife. And therefore she would need a chalitza. Vayter says the Mishnah. Nasan get, he gave her a get. V'chalatz. Then he did chalitza. Ein acher chalitza klum. After chalitza, nothing is going to restart the zika. Chalitza totally disconnects the connection. So we look at it this way. The get that he gave her, that weakened the zika. The chalitza totally removes it. If he's going to turn around after the chalitza and be a makadisher with a maimer or with bia, it's totally useless. It's nothing. She won't need a get afterwards. Zakta b'dabat tenura, you know who holds this way? Rabbi Kiva holds this way. If a person engages in the act of chalitza and then he marries her, so really he's over a lav. The lav is, once you decide not to take her in as a yevama, shuv layivna. You don't get a second chance. You can't change your mind. But if he does take her, there's no chiv karas. Now we're saying that if he's over this iser, and he takes her in, Maimer is ineffective. Whatever he's going to do after Chalitza, he's not considered married to her. If he marries, he doesn't need a get. But Lamaisa, we pass him like the Chachamim. The Chachamim say, Kedushin is Toifus b'chavilavim. If it's an Eved that there's a Chiv Karas or a Chiv Mrs. Bezin, he can get married. It doesn't help. He could have a big wedding in a big wedding hall and do all the things you do to get married. Api Allah, it's not a marriage. But if it's just the Chavilav, it's a terrible Aveira. He's not allowed to do it. He's not allowed to stay married to her. But Lamaisa, the marriage is valid, so he would need a get afterwards. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Now we're going to see several cases that start with Chalitza or started with him marrying her, being Miyavimer. Chalatz, he starts with Chalitza, then the Asa Maimer. And either he made a Maimer with her, or he started with Chalitza, then Asa Get, he gave her a get. Or he started with Chalitza Uval, then he married her. So he started with Chalitza, followed by either a Maimer, by a get or bi'ila. Then we have a case of a baal. He starts with marrying her, lost a mimer, then he makes a mimer. Or after he lives with her, nasan get, he gave her a get. Or after he lives with her, v'chalatz, he does chalitza. Zakta Mishnah, ein achar chalitza klo. There's nothing after chalitza. The mimer after chalitza is meaningless. A maimer is for a yavam. After chalitza, she's not a yavam anymore. The get after chalitza is meaningless. A get before he's miyavmer would only undo a maimer, but there's no maimer. And the be'ila after chalitza is an aveira, but it doesn't make her his wife. And for that matter, the maimer after the be'ila, or the get after the be'ila, or the chalitza after the be'ilah. Now, some point out that Lamaisa, after he's miyavim her, she's a regular wife, and if he gives her a get, she's divorced, like any wife is. So the Meiri explains, Enachanami, our Misha just means to say in terms of Yivum. Masechtas Yivamis is over once he marries her, once he's miyavim. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Achas Yivama, Achas Liyavim Echad, these halachis apply. Whether we're dealing with just Shimon and Rachel, one Yivam and one Yavim, V'achas Shtei Yivamis Liyavim Echad, it also applies to two Yivamis with one Yavim. Let's say Reuven was married to Rachel and Chana. And what exactly the cases are with Rachel and Chana with two Yivamis and one Yavim, the Yavim being Shimon, that the Mishnah will illustrate, Be'ez Hashem Yisbarach, in the next Mishnah, Mishnah Dalet.